is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Passage of scripture, we want you to notice Matthew 13th chapter and the 12th verse. Yes, also sir. Matthew the 25th chapter, and we'll read the 28th and 29th verses.
My Lord.
Use it or lose it.
Yes, sir.
This message definitely can and will apply to all of us.
My Lord.
Use it or lose it.
Yes, sir.
Because once again, you got to notice the scripture word.
Yeah.
Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents.
Yeah.
For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he had.
Yeah.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Now, every man and every woman definitely will have some kind of gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody has a talent.
Yeah.
It's one thing that the Lord has done with all of us.
Yeah.
He has given every man a talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Lord has given each one of us power through his name.
Yeah.
He's given all of us something to work with.
Yeah.
And these gifts and talents,
yeah,
that the Lord has given us, they will do two things. They will either increase or decrease.
Yeah.
And I'd like to tell you how your talent increases.
Well,
a talent increases according to the way you use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we use our talents for the Lord, they increase.
Yeah.
And when we fail to use our talent, they decrease.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And this is not just true only with spiritual talents, but physically so, our gifts can increase or decrease.
Right.
That's right.
And
right.
I would like to not only look at the spiritual world, but I'd like to look at the physical world also, because they both apply to all of us tonight. Physically, any material thing, when used with care, will last longer than if not used at all.
Yeah.
Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'd like to use an example here. I told you last night that everybody here was not born right in Memphis.
Yeah.
Some of us came from the same place that I came from, from the rural, out in the country.
Yeah.
And more than you all can say amen to that.
Yeah.
Well, those of us who are familiar with the rural and the farm know about the turning plow.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, yes you do. Now, a turning plow is something that you fly with.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that old turning fly, while in use, that blade was just as pretty and shiny. But if you would set it up for a few days, it would rust. So Is that right? And not only that, but a dwelling house. I don't know whether you have ever noticed this or not, but a dwelling house, a house that we live in. Now, a house that we live in will deteriorate more rapidly when vacant than when occupied by an average tenant. And notice I said an average tenant, because the wrong person in your house will tear it up anyhow. The other area, they call it. And he left his old house to go to his new house. And he said, well, I'm not going to get in a hurry in selling the house, the old house, or renting it. I'll just take my time. And he just kept putting it off and putting it off. And that house just kept going down, down, down. Windows began to fall out. And the paint began to peel off. Eventually, the house began to leak. Is that right? There's something strange about that. A house occupied will just last longer than a house unoccupied. So the house will tell us, use me or lose me. I want to go have a witness here. And not only that, but an automobile driven by an average driver will last longer than an automobile not driven at all. Now notice I have to keep on putting this average driver, because you can put one of these fools in a car. I don't care what they come out, a Rolls Royce will last forever. It depends on who's driving. Is that right? If you put the wrong person behind the wheel, and a train won't last. But an average driver driving an automobile, that car will last longer than a car sitting up. I experienced that. I remember when I was first called to the United States Army, and I had an old car there, my first car.
Yes, sir.
And I really admired that car. And, you know, I guess people should, they used to talk about it. Now, you think that car is just everything. But you see, they didn't know how long I had walked. And that's the reason now, I don't, if people, you know, people talk about sometimes, well, all those preachers do just ride in Cadillacs. And I told them at my church, I said, if you all knew how long I walked and how far we used to have to walk and how hot it was and how many holes my shoes had, you ought to just hush and go buy me another Cadillac. Now, when I first went to the Army, I had an old car, and my brother said, now listen, you ought to, you know, leave the car out so it can be driven, and it will, you know, be in good shape when you get back on your first leave. But, you know, I was a little selfish. I said, no, I'm going to put my car up, and when I come back, it still will be in good shape. And I parked the car and locked it up, gave my dad keys and said, I don't want nobody bothering my car. And when I got back several months later, rushed on back, give them a key. And first thing, the battery had ruined. That's number one. Next thing, I had four flats. Had to fix that. Next thing, I had to get the water out of the gas tank. And then the pushing began. woman like that. Is that right? The human body is somewhat like that. The human body must be used its strength, its gain or retain. Strength unused becomes weakness. The man who does not work loses the ability and desire to work. Is that right? Any person who always doesn't work soon loses the intention and desire to work. Is that right? That's where you have so many lazy folks. A good way not to want to work is to stop working. This can apply to all of the members of the body. Is that right? The failure to use one of your fingers eventually will make that finger become paralyzed. Once again, back to the Army uniform, there was a boy who was in the same company I was in, and he said, "Well, Daniel, I believe I'm smarter than you all are." I said, "Well, maybe you are." He said, "I'm not going to fall out every morning in this snow."
Yes, sir.
"So you watch what I tell you. I'm going to figure me a way out." I said, "Well, I'm just going to fall out. I'm not going to try to buck the whole army." And one morning we were coming downstairs, and he deliberately fell downstairs on purpose. You ever see something like this? Deliberately just fell over. And he didn't hurt himself, but he played like he was hurt. He got up hopping. I said, "What you doing, man?" He said, "You watch me." And he just started hopping. You know, everywhere you would see him, he was hopping. He went to sick call. Of course, they put him on light duty, and he didn't have to go out like others. He'd see me and wink his eye. Just hopping. I said, "Boy, you better start walking." I said, "You know, that leg." He said, "Oh, man, I know what I'm doing. As long as I can stay out of this snow, I'm smart." And he just kept, and pretty soon, it was time for us to start clearing, getting ready to come back on this side of the water, they call it, back to the United States. And you know, he started, after he found out he was getting short, we would call it when you get ready to go home, some of you old veterans know we're getting short. He decided then it was time to start using his leg, and his leg had actually paralyzed. Matter of fact, it got so stiff he couldn't even bend it. He had to hop for a long. I don't know whether really his leg ever really got straightened out. So I'm here to tell you, you have to use it or lose it. Is that right? As we look at the spiritual life, the failure to use your spiritual faculties will result in the loss of them. Is that right? The failure to pray will result in the loss of your desire to pray. Or your desire to pray. There are a lot of people who used to pray but do not want to pray now. Because the Lord started blessing them and they stopped praying. And now they don't even have a desire to pray. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? There are a lot of folk used to get happy in the church. But they stopped. They stopped shouting in church because of education and because of who they got acquainted with. And now they try to get happy and can't get happy. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? And then there are a lot of people who used to have joy in the home. Is that right? Used to call each other sweetheart and baby. And they just got careless and started coming home without even speaking to each other. Now they try to say it and something in them won't let them say it. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? There are a lot of people who used to give in the church. A lot of folk money.
Yes, sir.
And they started doing that so long, not giving.
Yes, sir.
Until now, they have lost the desire to give.
Yes, sir.
And that's really a lot of people are not being blessed.
Yes,
because they don't have no desire to give.
Yes,
for kingdom building.
Yes, sir.
And one of the best ways to be blessed,
yes,
is to be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
And it shall be given unto you. I better leave that alone, huh? Now, we look at our scripture text here in a very beautiful parable. We notice here that some talents were given out. And everybody decided to use his talent. But the servant who had one talent. Because he didn't have a lot of talent, he went and hid his little talent. And when the master came back, he said, "Now, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents." You see, if you don't use what the Lord gives you for him, he has the ability to take it away from you. Is that right? Job said the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. There are a lot of folks who could be singing in the choir, but they got where they could make a few high notes or got mad with somebody. And they decided to take a seat in the audience. And now if they wanted to sing, they can't sing. You got to use it or you'll lose it. So we notice here the Lord took the talent from the servant who failed to use it and gave it to another servant. And the Lord does that right now. Many times you wonder why somebody in your neighborhood is progressing faster than you. Well, it might be the Lord just might have taken your progress because you wouldn't use it and given it to somebody else. See, a lot of people mad and angry about other folk riding around, you know, she thinks she's something. I had a young lady that went off to school. She came from a broken home. She went on off to school and never did leave the church out of her life. Her parents died. She went on off to school and ended up being somebody. But it didn't matter how much education she got, she never did forget the church. All time come to me, "Brother Pastor, I just love the church." And then a group of the others just went on off and just neglected the church. And when this young lady walked back with her head up high, some of them come to my room, "She's all right, but she just thinks she's more than somebody else. She thinks she's more than us." I said, "She is. She is. Yeah. She sure is. You all, your parents had money here for you to go to school, scholarship, fellowship, and you all dropped out of school and got married and became mothers out of wedlock, did everything. Some of you got on dope. And this young lady had to sweat and work her way through school. And then you want to tell me she thinks she's more than you all she is. If I was a young man and had to make a choice, I'd sure demonstrate it. So anybody who has Christ in his life, and then everything else it takes. And a person who doesn't have Christ, that person is more. Now in the eyesight of the Lord, in a certain sense, we all are human beings. But a person who has Christ has more than a person who doesn't have Christ. I wish I had a witness. So the Lord not only can add, then the Lord can multiply. I want to do a hammer with you. I made up my mind that talent or those talents I have, I'm going to use them for the Lord. This is true not only in the singing field or the working area or other areas, but it'll walk right on into the pulpit. Every man of God, the Lord has given him a talent. My talent might not be the same as Brother McKinney, or Brother Walker, or some other minister. But the Lord has left me with a talent. Is that right? And all you got to do is be willing to use what the Lord has given you. And the Lord can take whatever you have. Is that right? Some folks say, well, I don't have nothing. The Lord can take nothing and make something. Is that right? Somebody say, well, I'm nobody. But the Lord can take nobody and turn around and make somebody. I made up my mind here tonight to use my talents and my gifts for the Lord. And any time you see a man start out to work on God's program, there's always going to be somebody standing there to turn you around. Is that right? But if you put all of your trust in God, I'm a living witness that he will stand by. Is that right? But any man who sits down on God's program, the Lord can keep you down. Is that right? And I'm going to move on here to close tonight. But my mind goes back in slavery time. Everyone said that there was an old lady, and she was some 85 or 90 years old. And she had to walk across the field every Sunday to go to church. And early every Sunday morning, they would see this old lady with a head rag on her head walking across the field all the way to church. And when she would get into church many times, she would arrive there before everybody else. She would even pick up the paper on the yard. And other people around in the community said, we're wondering why you are still getting up early in the morning, walking across the field, coming to this church. Said, we know and we believe that the Lord would understand that you had an old age now. And you ought to just cool it now and sit down and rest a while. And you know you're up in the age now, and you ought not to get around like you used to do. And the old lady stood up in church that night and said, I would just like to testify, and I'd like to let the church know why I'm still getting up early in the morning, coming out to God's house. I just want the church to know why I'm still singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet It Sounds. I want the church to know why I'm still singing I Love the Lord. He heard my cry. Hand for the Lord. Long as
Is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
The weather is brought to you by Jay's Wheels and Tires, a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Flat tires got you feeling low? Well, Jay's Wheels and Tires, located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville, can help you get pumped back up and running on the road. They specialize in flat tires repair, oil changes, new and used tires, name brand tires such as Goodyear, Michelin, Mastercraft, Cooper, and many more. They also have custom rims for all makes and models. Jay's Wheels and Tires is located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville. Hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going.
Tropical Storm Zeta is forecast to develop in the Gulf of Mexico and reach our state at or near hurricane strength on Wednesday. If it does, it will set the record for the most named storms in one season. Let's take a look at our Tuesday forecast. In Shreveport, partly cloudy skies in the morning, giving way to cloudy skies during the afternoon with a slight chance of rain, high temperature at 62. It will be cloudy with showers at night with lows at around 55, a 50% chance of rain in Shreveport. In Monroe, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon with a slight chance of rain. Look for a high at 66. At night, it will be overcast with rain at times, with a low at 58. There's a 60% chance of rain. In Lake Charles, it will be partly cloudy early, followed by increasing clouds and showers developing later in the day. High temperature around 80, chance of rain at 60%. A 70% chance of rain at night. It will be cloudy with an occasional rain. Look for lows at 68. Natchez, Mississippi says hello to partly cloudy skies in the morning, increasing clouds with periods of showers later in the day. High temperature at 77. Look for a 60% chance of rain. There'll be rain showers in the evening, evolving into more steady rain overnight. A low at 66 with a 70% chance of rain. Here in Alexandria, partly cloudy early, followed by increasing clouds with showers developing later in the day. High temperature at 77. There's a 40% chance of rain. It will be overcast with rain showers at times. Look for a low at 64 at night. Chance of rain at 70%. And that's your Tuesday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
National Home Care Services reminds listeners of a silent killer in our nation: cancer. Early detection is important towards prevention and treatment. So please schedule your annual checkup and have honest conversations with your doctor Remember, being aware can help save a life. So don't delay. Make that appointment. This special message has been brought to you by Mel and your good friends at National Home Care Services, your number one home care providers in Shreveport. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. National Home Care Services is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FL.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
You got it.
Faith is important, and without it, we're all lost. Unfortunately, many in Avoyelles Parish have lost faith in the justice system because somewhere, justice has become more about money and based on deals rather than finding the truth. The people need change. They need the truth. They need fair and equal consequences for people who violate the law. And more importantly, they need their faith restored in the justice system in Avoyelles Parish. It's about public safety, fairness, and equality for all. Early voting is October 16th through the 27th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Please go and vote. This PSA is sponsored by Concerned Citizen Barry Lesh, candidate for Avoyelles Parish District Attorney, and an underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Concerned citizen and candidate for District Judge Division F, David Michael Williams, believes in real justice.
That means being fair and equal regardless of a person's race, religion, nationality, or culture, treating everybody the same and with respect and dignity.
Real experience.
Ask your attorneys that you trust, how important is it for your judge to have jury trial experience?
And real solutions.
We want to find sincere alternatives to incarceration, especially for people who are addicts, who have mental disabilities, and people who are veterans.
This is why David Michael Williams, candidate for District 9 Judge Division F, is urging everyone 18 and older to get out to vote November 3rd.
This PSA is sponsored by concerned citizen David Michael Williams, candidate for District Judge Division F, and a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
I am Joe Fuller, candidate for City Council at large. As a concerned citizen, I am encouraging everyone to get out and vote. Martin Luther King once said, "Our lives to end the day, we become silent about things that matter." Early voting starts October the 16th through October the 27th at Keys Park in the courthouse. As a concerned citizen, I want to see the cost of our utilities kept down and want to create jobs. Remember, early voting starts October the 16th through the 27th at Keys Park and at Rapid Parish Courthouse. This election is one of the most important elections of our lifetime.
Joe Fuller, candidate for City Councilman at Large, is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Yeah. Can we go back a little bit and do this like we used to? Put your hands together. Come on. Come on. Right on. Now, right now. I believe I justify what I have changed. Believe I justify what I keep saying. Come on. Put your hands together.
I remember the day when I was all confused. I searched for the truth time after time. But then came you, Lord. To my rescue and a new way of living.
I remember the day, peace I could not find. There was change on my soul and change on my mind. I've been killed and I had the key. You loosed all my burden and set me free.
I can't sit down when I think of his touch. How he loved me so much.
I get rid of the pain from my head. To maybe I'm gonna raise my hands and get out of my seat.
All the Lord's done for you, you tell me you don't have nothing to say.
You can't tell that.
Was feeling low, had no money in my pocket and no place to go. Then came you, you gave to me a sense of worth and security.
I don't really understand how you can sit down on your seat and not at least wave your hand. All the things they've done for you, everything it brought you through, in the time when faithful, he's still been true.
I can't sit down and I think of his death and I think of his goodness. How he loves me so much.
Get the real good get from my head. To know, yeah.
I'm gonna raise my hand and get out of my seat.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
chance. I believe I testify. Somebody, somebody, please
tell me
what the Lord has done for you.
Tell me
what the Lord has done for you.
Tell the world
what the Lord has done for you.
Yeah. Shout it on the mountain. Say, I don't just stand there looking.
Tell.
Got to tell and say.
Tell.